Blog Talk Radio.
Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, and I know that I've been changed. I've been changed because I know God is in the changing business. I know if we lean and we depend on God, He can do anything. Is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. I just want to thank God for allowing me this opportunity to come out here today, December the 11th, 2016, to bring a word from Him to His people, and I thank Him. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to You, Father God, as humbly as I know how, Father God, thanking you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity that you would allow me to bring your word one more time, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for heaven and earth. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you, Father God, that you sit high and you look low. Thank you, Father God, that you're in full control. Thank you, Father God, for divine connection, divine appointments, Father God. Thank you for your word that will not come back void. Thank you, Father God. Have thy own way, Father God. Thank you that the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to my remembrance, Father God. Thank you, God, that your anointing would rest on thy servant as I carry this word like never before, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for keeping me, God. Thank you for covering your people all over the world, Father God. Thank you for the body of Christ, Father God. Thank you for the one that's yet looking this way, Father God, that don't know what to do, Father God. But if they call on the name of Jesus, they will get an answer, Father God. So, God, I stand in the gap for them this morning, Father God, asking that you would take and lead, God, your way, Father God. Have thy own way, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father God, for one more time. Thank you for one more chance. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Ooh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that God is. I'm so happy that God gives us the answer to whatever we need if we just call on it and ask him. And I would like to just take a few minutes in the remembrance of my late uncle and pastor, Dr. Charles G. Hayes, which was his birthday on yesterday, just to say, rest on, you have finished your course, Pastor, and you did a good fight. So rest. And when my journey is over, we shall meet again, but I yet have to finish my race. So rest on, in Jesus' name. All right, thank you. Just want to always remember, because spirit was never born and it has not died. So to God be the glory. Well, today I am going to be coming with a subject on forgiveness, the gift of forgiveness. And the gift of forgiveness is for you and it's for me. And the main thing that we must learn how to do when we're dealing with the gift of forgiveness is to learn how to forgive ourselves. We forgive everybody, but we don't forgive ourselves. Don't be ashamed of where God brought you from. Don't be ashamed where God has taken you, but you do have to walk with forgiveness in your heart. And in Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So let us remember that. And I know people come and they hurt us. We do things to hurt ourselves, but we must repent. We must come out of it, return, ask for forgiveness of that person, ask forgiveness of yourself, and let it go. Because we're holding on to stuff that keeps us distracted from hearing what God has told us to do. This morning, I was sitting up under the Apostle Wilson, and he taught on the word of us being able to finish our race, to finish and to keep our mind stays on the crown that we must finish. And that is part of what you must do. So you must learn how to forgive. And as you run your race, drop off, because you need to drop it off, because if you hold on to it, it's going to keep you straddling. And you're going to be looking to the left, you're going to be looking to the right, and you will not finish your course. You will not finish the race that God has before you, because we have to remain focused. We cannot let anyone turn us around. We cannot be turned around. We cannot be swayed. We cannot hold it in our hearts. We got to let it go, because we do know that forgiveness is for us and not for the other person. Because if you ever had a person that you really have been really upset with, you look at them, they're going on, but you're hogging in all of that toxic, and you're holding in that bitterness. They are not even thinking about you. They have forgotten. A lot of times people don't even know they have wounded you, because we are so close-mouthed that we won't talk about it. But we got to learn how to not only talk about it, we got to learn how to forgive and release it and let it go, so we can finish the assignment that God has in store for us. We have to understand that forgiveness is for us. is that so we can go. We have to understand that that's one of the tricks that Satan gives us is unforgiveness. He don't want us to forgive, because if we walk in unforgiveness, that is sin. That's sin, you all, and we have to come up out of that. We want to be pleasing in God's eyes and not in Satan. So we have to go ahead and squash that devil, squash him really bad, because, you know, he just come to destroy. He comes to upset and to keep the brethren at brethren. Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and he will make you be accused of yourself. So we have to understand that as we begin to walk these journeys, down the road that God has assigned us. Forgiveness could be giving up my right to be hurt for hurting me. So I'm just going to give it up. Okay, you hurt me. You understand that you hurt me. So I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to go on with my life. And sometimes you can't always continue to walk with that person. Maybe your season is over with that person. Let the person go, but you got to let them go in forgiveness. You can't hold on to it. It's impossible to live on this fallen planet without getting hurt. We can't live on a planet and not be hurt, not be offended, not be misunderstood, not being lied on, not being rejected. We know that all of that's going to happen. It's going to happen to us even if we got a street life, if it's a Christian life, even if it's a family life. We are so misunderstood, and we don't try to get the right understanding. We just hold on to it. And then we do things to try to get back at people. That's not right, you all. We need to cut it loose. We need to learn how to be tenderhearted to one another. We need to have a forgiving heart and a forgiving spirit. We need to have that in our life. That's the thing that we need. As Christians, we need to be a light. We need to be somewhere doing something that will help somebody, help someone along the way. We need to show them how we have learned how to clean the slate in our life. We have to show them that we are not a candle lit up on the bush. We have to show them that, okay, so you wounded me, you hurt me, I forgive you and I love you. And sometimes you have to learn how to love people right where they are. Sometimes you just can't love and love them and just walk with them. The people that you can't love and be in fellowship with, love them where they are, forgive them where they are, and go on to where you need to be so you will not miss your finish line. Because like he was talking today, he said that so many of us are going to miss making it because we are letting somebody else turn us around. When you get caught up in unforgiveness and you go home and you sit down, or you go and just give up on God because of something a church member did to you, a family member did to you, you're hurting yourself. You need to get over that bitterness and that toxic. That toxic is growing in you and it's turning to be hate. You need to let it go. Whoever you are, let it go. And I hope that wherever my voice is being heard, that if you have this down in you, I ask that you will go and repent and ask God to help you with this. Because this is the season to give yourself one of the best gifts you can have is the gift of forgiveness. Forgive yourself and forgive others. And stop beating up on yourself. Release it and watch God make a difference in your life. The word forgive means to wipe the slate clean. Let us wipe the slate clean here in 2016 on December the 11th. And cancel the debt. Just like you want your financial debt canceled, cancel the debt of unforgiveness. Cancel the debt of bitterness. Cancel the debt of being hateful. Cancel the debt and grow and grow and grow. When we wrong someone, we seek him or her to forgive in order for that relationship to be restored. Sometimes people don't want to restore the relationship. If they don't, apologize, ask for forgiveness. If they don't receive it, it's on them and not you. And free yourself and go on and walk in obedience and do and be obedient to Christ. It is important to remember that forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves it to be forgiven. Instead, it is an act of love, mercy, and grace. my God, what if God, what if Jesus didn't have that act of love and forgiveness and grace for us? What if every time we went to him and we asked for forgiveness and he didn't forgive us? What if he held that on in his heart toward us? Where will we be at today? Who will we turn to today? Who can we call on today? So he's only telling us that we don't deserve it. They don't deserve it, but give it anyway. Give the gift of forgiveness. Let's do this again. It is important to remember that forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven, but instead it is an act of love, mercy, and grace. And how many of us always calling on grace and mercy? All right then. So all right, this is the confidence out there. So now we got to give it to somebody else. We ask for it, then we have to learn how to give it back. And we have to lean and we have to depend on our hearts of being right toward people. And everybody that says something or did something, sometimes they don't even know that they even hurt your feelings. Sometimes people don't even know that they hurted you. And then you have people that set out to do it. Those are the people we're going to pray for because we know that they need prayer. See, we'll fight the fight, but we'll fight the fight on our knees. We'll ask God to help them, and we'll ask God to say, Lord, whatever the problem is with them, with unforgiveness toward me, and fix it in them. That's what we're required to do. Because when we go to Christ, Jesus, we ask for forgiveness, and we expect forgiveness, and we expect the grace and the mercy. So we have to learn how to give it also. How we act toward that person may change. You may not want to go and have dinner with that person. You may not want to be boosting buddy with that person no more. But you got to forgive them. You got to forgive them so you can be free. You have to release it. It does not mean that we will put ourselves back into a harmful situation or that we suddenly accept or approve of the person continue wrong behavior. You may not like it, but you still got to forgive them and walk on away after you tell them, you know what, that's not right what you're doing. Now, it's up to them to accept that. A lot of people don't want to be told what's wrong. A lot of people want to keep on wallowing in their mess. A lot of people don't want to be accountable for it. But you cannot hold on to unforgiveness and say that you are a child of a king, say that you are the son of God. You've got to let it go. It simply means we release them from the wrong they have committed against us. We forgive them because God forgave us. And when I opened up, I started out with Ephesians 4:32. And it said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Okay, that's all we got to do. We still got to forgive them. We got to forgive them and love them. And pray that God would give them grace and mercy and help them to come out of whatever they're in. And then in Romans 5:8, it says, but God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you know he died for us and for our sins? He died. You know what? And we're still acting out in a way that we should not be doing. He paid the price for us, you all. We must learn how to forgive. As being the children of Christ, we must learn. We must understand forgiveness frees us to get on with our life. Wow, that's powerful. It frees you to go on. You wonder why you're stuck? Because you got so much stuff stuck down in you. You need to have a spiritual detox and clean your system out and ask God to make a difference in you and watch him do it. What does it say about forgiveness? The Bible gives us such instructions when it comes to forgiveness. It goes back to the Ephesians 4:32. It says, we forgive because we have been forgiven. That's what Christ did. Christ forgives us every time we come back. We go to him, and then it tells us here in Matthew's 6 and 14. It says, if ye forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, 15, but if you forgive not men their transgression, neither will your Father forgive you your transgressions. See what I mean? So forgive them, forgive yourself, and go on. And somebody may ask the question, as they did in the Bible, ask Jesus, how many times shall we forgive? How many times they keep on doing it, how many times should we forgive? And it says here in Luke 17 and 2, it says, if we were better for them that the milestones were hanging about the neck. Okay, that's not the one I want. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I should have went down just a little farther, but the word of God is still good. It says, take heed to yourself. If thy brother transgress against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he transgress against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee and say, I repent, thy shall be forgiven. So it doesn't matter. As many times as they come to you, as many times they ask for forgiveness, we have to forgive. We have to continue to forgive, because that's what Christ continued to forgive us. Even when we're in our mess, we go to him, we cry out to him, and he continuously to forgive us. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to understand, and we have to make sure that we know that we're coming with a true, asking for true repentance, and not just saying it just to be saying something, or not to be saying it just to be hearing yourself say something. And then it says here in Romans 12 and 18, it says, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceful with all men. So as peaceful as you can, be peaceful with all men. Some people don't want to be at peace with you, but you still can't hate them. You still can't be bitter toward them. Get away from them and still have a forgiving heart toward them. You know, you just have to keep on keeping on. You don't need nothing to distract you. You need to keep your mind on the prize. We got to finish our course. We got to finish what God has assigned to us. We cannot be watching the sideliners. We cannot be watching what's behind us, because if we're looking behind us, we don't know where we're going in front. We must finish our course. We must be attentive to the things that God has for us. We must walk in forgiveness. We must have tender heart and forgiveness toward one another. We must love as Christ has loved us. We must have grace and mercy toward each other. We must do that. We must not be bitter toward each other. We forgive so we won't become bitter and defiant to those around us. In Hebrews 12 and 14 and 15, follow peace with all men and holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. 15, look diligently, let any man fall of grace of God. Let any root of bitterness spring up, trouble in you, and hereby may be defined. So it's as much as possible, let us walk in peace. As much as possible, let us go. But the forgiveness part, you all, we can walk in forgiveness now. We can ask for forgiveness. We can get on our knees if the person don't want to receive it. And you have sons against mothers. You have daughters against mothers. You have sons against fathers. They just have oaks in their hearts against their family or against their mom, and they don't even know why they're hating against someone that loved them the most. But you still can't give up on them. You still got to pray for them. You still have to be acceptances to that person. Because don't you know that one day, if you keep on praying, God is going to turn that. Don't you get bitter. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. You watch God make a difference. You be still to know that God is God. You know that I always throw in Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things are working together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. All forgiveness, that's part of his purpose for you. We cannot hold unforgiveness in our heart because unforgiveness brings hate, bitterness. It's a toxic. It will destroy you. Be free. Be free to love. Sometimes you have to love from a distance, but you still can love. And sometimes people that wound you, they still love you. They didn't know that they wounded you. Some people don't know how to come back. And some people don't know how to receive forgiveness when people come to them. But you still got to love them. So on this snowy Chicago day, December the 11th, 2016, let that be a gift of forgiveness to you that you will pass it on. So maybe you don't have a gift, a tangible gift that you want to give. Pass on the gift of forgiveness. Tell somebody about this message. Tell somebody about Ephesians 4 and 32. Tell somebody about Romans 12 and 18. Tell somebody about Matthew 6 and 14 and 15. Share the word with them. Share the word, because the word makes a difference. Give them the message. Let them know if they're holding on to unforgiveness in their heart to release it. And then we say, oh, okay, I forget them, but I ain't gonna forget. Throw it in the lake of unforgiveness. Just throw it away. Forget about it. Because every time you see that person and they make you mad all over, you ain't forgiving them. You still hugging it. You still holding on to it. You're lying to yourself. And I always say, be true to yourself and be true to God. Let it go. Whatever it is, release it. Go into a new year on a new clean slate so you can see the things that God has in store for you. So you can keep your mind stayed on God. So you can keep your mind stayed on the race that is ahead of you. So you can walk in obedience to what Jesus Christ has assigned for you. The gift of forgiveness is a great gift. And then with the gift of forgiveness come, then you start dealing with the rest of the fruits of the Spirit. Love, kindness, peace. Learn how, if you deal with unforgiveness, you got the bitterness, you got the hatred, you miserable, you just in a whole bunch of mess that you don't need to be in. And your heart is clouded up. And you're hurting yourself. So release it. And ask God to show you the way of forgiveness. And watch him give you the gift of forgiveness. And when he gives it to you, it's going to be real. You won't have to fake it. You won't get upset when you see the person enter the room. You will truly, really, really release it. So I'm telling you, and as God leads me to continue, if he continues to give me the assignment to teach on forgiveness, to forgive, whatever the assignment may be, if the message for you take hold, if not, pass it on to somebody, and pass it on in love. Don't pass it on taking the word whooping somebody with it. You know, we got to get off the platforms trying to get at people on these platforms, because these churches that we're in, that God has given us the platform to be in, the church is God, it's not us. Because only by the grace of God that we're saved. So let's put our minds and focus on Christ. And let's focus on the person that needs our help and to thank God that he's given us opportunity to go forward in his kingdom, to bring forward his word to our brothers and our sisters. And hold on to God's unchanging hand. So let this resonate in your spirit. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. And let us remember the grace and the mercy. And let us keep in mind again, this here to me is so important that we understand that we have to understand that it is important to remember that Forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. Instead, it is an act of love. And what is God? God is all love. And then grace and mercy, or mercy and grace, whatever. We got to learn how to share that. We have to start spreading the word abroad. God is at hand, and we must go, and we must let them know what the good news is, and let us come out of the unforgiveness, which is the way of Satan, and not of God. God is forgiveness, for he forgave us, so we must forgive each other, that we may walk hand in hand, that we may be attentive to what God has assigned for us, that we may finish our course, that we may be focused on finishing the race that's ahead of us. Thank you. I pray that wherever this message may be heard, that something today has been said that will help you along your way, that this is a blessed message, that this is a word from the Lord to all of us, that we need to love one another. And all this stuff will go away. We need to start loving and stop hating. We need to love. And if the family out here that's going through so much, if you remember to sit down and talk to your child, because if the shooting and the murdering comes to your door, then you want everybody to get on the bandwagon with you. So let us get on the bandwagon for each family, that we'll make every family our family. That way we won't hurt nobody's family. That means nobody will have to be crying over their child being shot in the street or being hurt or being carjacked and robbed. Let us all think about that everything that happens is happening to all of us. So let us have a forgiving heart and a spirit of coming together on the same accord and not saying that I'm not in it. We are all in it because we're all left here together, and we have to be attentive to each other. We have to care. If it happens to our neighbor, it happens to me. And your neighbor is just not your neighbor right next to you. Wherever it happens, it affects my family too, for you are my family. And I send out the prayers to everybody, every family. Let's get on our knees, you all. Let's stop fighting the fight on our feet and get on our knees and cry out to God, who is the finishing out of everything, that can turn everything around. Let's get a heart of forgiveness and cry out to our dad. For we are the sons of God. And ask what we will in Jesus' name, and he said that he would do it. So it's prayer time. It's prayer time for us to pray for the gift of forgiveness and receive it in Jesus' name. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how. Father God, thank you for this time and this opportunity that you allow me to bring this word one more time, Father God, that the people will be blessed, Father God, whenever they hear this message, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you have anointed me at this time to carry this word, Father God, like never before, Father God. And for that, I thank you, Father, as I humble myself ever before you and God people, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this time and opportunity that you have allowed me, thy servant, to go forward in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you may be glorified for all that I do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as always, if you are out of fellowship, go to Romans 10:9. Confess your sins, ask for forgiveness, ask God to lead and guide you to where you need to be in fellowship in. Get in the Bible-believing church filled with the Holy Ghost and learn of him and know who you are and get your race and don't start the race and don't finish. Get on board. Get on board with Jesus and know that that will be the best thing that you've ever done in your life. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I just want to spread the good news. And if you need to talk with me, and if you need someone, you can always call me at 708 715-4545. My email is walkinginGod'sPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. I am available for you, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory for all that I do in Jesus' name. God bless.